Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Happy Monday, everybody. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Head of production, co-host Seth Haphacker.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We're going to have some fun this morning and kick things off the way we like to with our good friend, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, weather happened.
It happened. It did. Kinds of it.
All kinds. I don't know. I don't even know which groundhog to go to anymore. We're going to talk about
them,
this morning and everything. But I do you get to take Groundhog Day off? Do you
oh,
get the
yeah.
Like, well, they got this. They got the weather today. We don't have to worry about it.
But they only get the one day because, you know, they're not very reliable. Their track record is not the best.
It's not great.
It turns out going to groundhogs for weather advice is not as good. I used to go to squirrels to do my taxes, but it did not work out very well.
Oh, squirrels for taxes. You guys are great. Oh, my goodness. Yes. So the groundhogs are torn, whether you want to believe Jimmy in Madison or Phil in Pennsylvania. They don't know what's going on, but I'll tell you, winter is here right now. Wausau, we've got about 3.5 inches of snowfall already.
Ooh.
So it is a winter wonderland up here, but it is a very thin band of heavy snowfall stretching from pretty much Eau Claire through Wausau and in towards Green Bay. And so I think you guys, what do you have right now at the moment, would you say?
Quite an inch.
Okay, I don't really see you guys going over 2 inches today, and it should all wind down by about 11 o'clock. So that'll kick on out of here. We'll start to drop cold tonight, but temperatures holding steady this afternoon, right in those low 30s, so still quite comfortable. Before tomorrow, highs will be in the mid-teens, so a little cooler, a dry day, before more snow heads our way Wednesday, probably through the afternoon into the evening and overnight. We're looking at another shot of a couple of inches there, and then a dry spell until the weekend. Maybe some more snow. So winter is still holding on. At least the winter's trying.
It did the whole, I tried to fake us out a little bit. It tried to,
the head fake,
it's going to be nice. Nope.
Just kidding.
We are that better prepared. Thanks to you, Brittany. We appreciate you. Stay safe out there. We'll talk soon.
You too. Have a good one.
Best
Thanks,
in the business.
Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
Brittany Merlot joining us every morning right here in this time slot. Be looking forward to that all week long and keep you up to date and keep you safe out there, everybody. We got fun things to get into this hour. We're, of course, going to kick things off with Groundhog Day. We will get to that in just a second. We'll also be coming up with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to that one.
Nice.
A little bit later, 5 things to look forward to in February. It was always
good to do that,
And we've got a couple of other fun ones for you lined up. I wanted to see. Yeah, we got some entertainment news for you. We're going to talk Grammys, talk about a remake coming up, some local theater as well. And one of the most popular Super Bowl foods, that might surprise some people out there. We will get into that one as well. That should be fun. All kinds of good stuff lined up for you, everybody. But I wanted to, first off, real quickly, kick off our show in a couple of places. One, we want to send a big thank you to Diane.
Did she bring cookies again?
She sure did.
She did. They are almost all gone.
No, I believe it.
There's still some back there.
There's still a few. You're good.
But thank you, Diane. We appreciate you. Thank you so much to her. And I want to say a big thank you to Shyler over at Relax, Refresh, and Reconnect. She did my she made it through my mop.
She did.
Was able to do a great job.
She did a fine job. Yeah.
Somehow made me look halfway decent. I don't know how, but
it's looking good.
Appreciate
it's looking good.
It. Here's funny thing, real quick. The whole weekend. I've had nothing but people like, whoa, I like the hair. Oh, I like the hair. Gotten rave reviews. Could not be more humbled, more happy. Thank you very much to everyone. I don't know what that says about previous me. Like, was my hair that bad? Because, like, the look on some people's faces is kind of like, holy cow, that's what you look like.
Yep.
I feel like a dog that was left on the side of the road, like my little brother, my fur brother Sam or something like that.
People are just like, finally.
was just going to say, it could be just a long time for, since a change.
But I see my dad. I got a cut Friday. I see him Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're working on something together, a project, and we're bopping around. Being honest with you, we got kind of fought at each other a little bit. He leaves, he comes back, and we're not speaking to each other really. And all of a sudden, I hear him. Oh, you finally did it. I'm like, well, and I thought he was talking about the dresser I was building or something like that. He's talking about my hair. And he starts talking about it. He didn't know when I'd got a cut. And so I had him going that I got a cut last month. For an hour, I had him going. I've had my hair cut for a month. What are you talking about? It was great. It was wonderful. I do want to start off, though, Groundhog Day. We got to talk about that.
Okay.
Catching everybody up yesterday, of course, Groundhog Day. Puck's Tony Phil did see his shadow, which means more winter is coming 6 more weeks, according to the Groundhog.
All right.
And last month was the coldest January in the U.S. since 2014. And January 21st was the second coldest day nationally in 29 years.
Whoa.
And of course, there's Winter Storm Enzo, which broke snowfall records across the South.
Mm-hmm.
So the good news for people who love that, and is that great news for people who don't, because Phil is wrong more than he's right, though.
That's the thing. Phil, come on.
His historical accuracy is about 38%. Now, just between us and everything, since this isn't the, quote, original Phil, should every Phil get, blamed for the other one's, stats?
That's a
should
good they, point.
I don't know.
Yeah.
The weather.
Wait, it's not the original Phil?
I mean,
oh my God! No.
Moving on. The Weather Channel's outlook for February shows warmer than average temperatures for most of the East and South, but a colder February for the Northwest, Northern Rockies, and Northern Plains. But what about the groundhogs, of course? And to Brittany, something she was touching on as well, a recent report said Puck's Tony Phil was only the 17th most accurate weather-predicting groundhog in the U.S.
Wow.
With an accuracy of just 35% over the last two decades. The most accurate groundhog in that time, Staten Island Chuck out of New York, is 85% right. Oh, that's perfect.
Oh, man. But you did say it right, James. It was Staten Island Chuck.
There you go. Yeah.
Staten Island.
And he did not see his shadow, so he's predicted in the early spring.
Oh, well, I'm going with Chuck, man. Yeah. I'm going to go see what he's good.
I think our Jimmy here in Madison predicted in early spring, too, right?
That's right,
Here's Melissa. Hoping. Here's hoping.
If you go to civicmedia.us, everybody, you will find a wonderful article written by Terry Barr, and shout out to Terry.
Yeah.
She wrote an article about Sun Prairie Jimmy. He predicted in early spring. Encourage you to check out that whole article, everybody. It's out there at civicmedia.us.
All right.
You know what, guys? I think we need to check in with Agatha.
Oh, good idea.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. We never asked her.
Oh,
we never did. Well, she's not a groundhog, so.
No, but she's low to the ground.
Yep. You know what? And given Puxatony Phil hair and everything, I think I might take Agatha's advice over.
Hey, she could be any worse.
Right,
all right?
Right.
She could be any worse. So let's look at it that way.
I mean, you've really got one or two options. You got a 50-50 chance here, Agatha.
You really do.
You really can't go wrong. I like the idea of we have Agatha as our, but Agatha works with Brittany and all these meteorologists and everything. And she's like,
actually does the work,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. She's really actually trying to get you the
dial it in. Yeah. She'll tell us when temperatures actually are going to get warm enough to plant our gardens and stuff.
Perfect.
Yeah. Because I got a feeling these groundhogs don't put a lot of thought into this. It's starting to feel like looking at these numbers here and everything that they are not the most.
To be fair, they just wake them up, you know. Yeah. You know, they've been sleeping and it's like, what do you want? Oh, I haven't had my coffee yet. Just give me 6 more weeks, you know.
You know what? This will show them more winter. Man, leave me alone.
Yeah, leave me alone. Yeah.
I'm a groundhog.
Yeah.
I don't care what you guys do. I'm cold-blooded. The only groundhogs who have been predicting the weather for the last 20 years, you have to be predicting predicting weather for at least 20 years, according to the NOAA, as far as predicting who is the most best at this and everything. And the most accurate weather predictor of the bunch was found in, of course, Chuck. Now, he's 85%, but there's others out there. The rest of the top five are Georgia's General Bernardo Lee at 80%.
Whoa. Whoa.
A Wyoming prairie dog statue named Lander Lil is 75%. A mythical West Virginia groundhog named Connor Charlie is 65%. And Illinois' Gertie the groundhog is 65%. Yeah, Melissa, I'm with you.
Did you say a statue?
Yeah.
Is that what it says?
Just checking.
I gotta look.
Make sure I heard that right. It's a Monday morning and it's early, but I just...
Lander Lil from Lander. Lander Lil from Lander is it is a statue of a prairie dog.
So how does it predict the weather?
Has been predicting the future winter weather of Wyoming since 1984. They're really.
I mean, I know they don't have a huge population in Wyoming, but you think that they have some living prairie dogs?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Oh.
I don't know how. It's not really saying how they do, but they do have her past predictions and current predictions, and it just says 2021. Yes, saw shadow. More winter. 2022. Nope, no shadow. Like just straight up. I love this. Oh, this is great.
It's you guys. I know I got it. It's like the statue magic eight ball. They pick it up and they look at the bottom.
Yes.
And answer unclear. Check back later. Yeah.
Yes. Perfect. It's perfect. Yes, absolutely.
I like Gertie. That's great. In Illinois, they've got a Gertie.
Yeah, I like Gertie
the groundhog. Like that. That's great.
I like that. And, of course, again, I remind you that our own Sun Prairie Jimmy predicted an early spring. Read all about that at civicmedia.us. Mm-hmm. Everybody, shout out to our team over there. That's awesome.
And while you're there, sign up for our newsletter.
Excellent.
Great idea. Great idea.
Excellent idea, Melissa.
Do it.
You're great.
Do it. We'll wait. Go ahead. Actually, you know what? We'll go ahead and take a commercial
Seth
break.
Wow, complimented me this
morning. That was such a great I couldn't help,
weird
you know.
Monday.
We'll take a quick time out. We'll be back with El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show at WFHR.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and our great friends over at El Cafe. Treat yourself. Get on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards tomorrow. when they open their doors, everybody. And you got today to check out that menu. Maybe think about what you want to order and then change it once you see their menu when you get there in person.
And then not be able to decide what you want to eat.
Yeah. Good luck. You might need a day.
Just go in, order the special. You won't be led astray. It'll be fine.
That's true.
Yep.
Because it also comes with a free drink.
That's true.
Keep in mind, you can go ahead and check out all the latest from them at their Facebook page. Be sure to do so. And there they'll see that they got a bunch of their homemade pies listed for you. Mm-hmm. Rhubarb, pumpkin turtle. What is pumpkin turtle? I have to try that.
That sounds really good.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure it's got chocolate
in it. That's going to be pecans and chocolate and pumpkin, caramel and pumpkin. And
I bet you that's delicious.
I cannot stress how little I am kidding or trying to sell things for El Cafe. I want to try that now.
Yes.
That sounds amazing. Join our friends at El Cafe tomorrow when they open their doors at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Buy local, support local, everybody.
They're also a great follow on Facebook. They have a great team over there, and they like to post funnies. So I'd follow them.
Yeah, it really is. It really is a blast. Mm-hmm. Be sure to check that out, everybody. And, of course, we collect these names, and we say a big thank you to our friends at El Cafe, because what we do is every month we grab a bunch of qualifiers, and then at the beginning of the next month, we grab a winner. We throw all these names into a giant hat, and somebody dives in there and rips out one of those names, and those people or person wins two $20 gift certificates to El Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think it was really fair of you to make the newest person on our team dive into the hat. I mean, you know, Laura's great at everything she tries, but hat diving, James, really?
Well, I'll say this. I had to, because Laura has this thing where she can, like, pull off any hat. Like, I don't know what it is.
This is true,
It's the weirdest thing. It's a great talent to have. I don't know how you make money off of it, but it's a great talent. So I thought, well, what if we put her completely into a hat?
Into a hat.
Can she still make it look good?
And she
somehow.
Flying colors,
she
man.
Somehow. She managed somehow. It. Well done, Laura.
Well done, indeed. We have 32 entries for last month. That's got to be almost a January record.
That's
got to
be.
That's
pretty
cool. We appreciate that from everybody. Thanks so much for getting us these birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming. We want more. Email us info@wfhr.com. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages and call up.
715-424-2600 or just one or two buttons on the Civic Media app.
Do so.
And you can also text through there, too, now.
Yes, you yes, may. You may. Yes,
we'll get them.
Yeah, we'll get them. Be sure to do that, everybody. Feel free to. And, of course, you could be like our current winner, who is going to be Melissa. Give me a 1 through 32.
Oh, boy. I have to choose 25.
All right.
I wonder why.
gives us our winners, and it is Dave and Janine Malcolm.
Now, congratulations. All right.
Dave and Janine celebrated their birthday, their anniversary, I'm sorry, on the 27th. We wish them a congratulations.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Congrats, you two. I hope you guys had a great anniversary. I say celebrate all over again. It wasn't that long ago.
They can keep going, right?
Yeah, definitely. They might still be celebrating. Who knows? They might be. We wish you guys a great one. And thanks so much for getting us these birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Let's go ahead and kick off our list for this month, February. We've got 4 possible qualifiers. Ooh. Seth, give me a 1 through 4.
Let's go with 4 today. We need to do that one very often.
Gives us that one so we can get right into it. And first up, we want to wish happy birthday to Bill Seipel.
Happy birthday, Bill.
Happy birthday, Bill.
Enjoy the day, Bill. Hope it's a good one for you. We wish happy birthday to Randy Belko.
Happy birthday, Randy.
Happy birthday, Randy.
Enjoy the day, Randy. And a happy birthday to Carol Jacob.
Happy birthday, Carol.
Happy birthday, Carol.
And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Kitty Gross.
Oh. Congratulations, Kitty.
Yeah, happy birthday, Kitty.
Wishing you a great day, Kitty. Hope it's a good one for you. Enjoy your day.
Absolutely.
Let us take a look at this celebrity list right here. I have not had a chance to pre-read this. Oh, so this could be fun.
This would be interesting.
Let's see here. Isa Fisher is 49. She is the girlfriend, the kind of the crazy girlfriend in Gloria and Wedding Crashers. She was in a handful of other movies, too. Her and Amy Adams get mixed up a little bit. they're both really good actors.
They must have a similar look too.
Oh yes. They both also. I bring that up because I just recently saw them both like making fun of this. Where they're kind of having fun with it.
Nice. Yeah. So,
the great Warwick Davis is 55. 3'6" giant. He is Willow, and both Professor Flitwick and the Goblin Griphook in Harry Potter movies.
That's right.
Also played
double duty in those. Yeah,
played the evil Leprechaun in the first 4 Leprechaun movies as well. Warwick is also the lead Ewok Wicket in the Return of the Jedi and Rise of Skywalker, and has a few brief scenes in Star Wars: The Force Awakens as Wolven. He was a small role in Star Wars: The Last Jedi as well.
Man, what a career that guy. He was I think he was a teenager when he was Wicked. I think he was not very young when he started, and he has put together a really cool career.
Yeah, few actors have to go through what actors of that size do. And I don't I think of some of the things that I've had said to me in casting sessions, and some of the stuff that has really messed with my confidence in some of those things. And then I talk to actors like this, it just is a real eye opener of like, okay, you go out there. Yeah, this you asked for this. This is the job. This is the life you chose. And they feel the same way. And it's like, well, there's more than inspiration out there with people like that, with workers like that, and really, really talented actor.
Man, when you get to the point where you're a star, when you're like Warwick Davis or Peter Dinklage or something like that, that's saying something. You had to work really hard to get to that point.
It's one thing when you see any of the actors you do out there or anything like that. You're so right. It's complete other when you see add in any other factor.
Yep.
Basically any other if they're anything other than white, like and male, and of a certain age, like anything else, they've gone through more than you could realize to get to that role that you're seeing them in. The great Maura Tierney is 60. Abby on ER, Helen on The Affair. She was also in. She was in a couple of other. Oh yeah, she was supposed to star on Parenthood, but backed out being diagnosed with breast cancer. Slowed down her career a little bit. I just really like her work.
She's been a lot of TV stuff. Yeah, she's very good. Yeah,
I've always liked her. the new Twisters movie.
She was.
Yes, she did a really good job, too. Cool. I did not know she was going to be in it, and that was one of my favorite parts, seeing her.
That was cool.
Maybe it's the news radio or something like
that. Yeah, I love her on news radio.
But I just really like her on TV. Like I'm sure she's a fine movie actor and stuff. Just one of those actors that I think is perfectly made for TV, and I feel like should work even more.
Right.
Should have worked even more. One of the greatest entertainers you'll ever see, Nathan Lane, is 69.
Oh, love Nathan Lane.
I don't want to brag, but I can say that because I saw him in person. You know,
nice.
I was four rows back, and I could see the sweat on his brow.
Nice.
And there wasn't a lot. Everybody, like, that man was up there working his tail off as Gomez Adams. Mm-hmm. And I admit I went into it like, okay, I don't know, like, that's one of my favorite characters, Gomez, and it's got to be played right. It has always been played right. Like the few actors we've seen play that role, you got to nail that role.
Yep.
And how is Nathan Lane going to do as this? And I've never seen him like that. I didn't know he had that gear in him. I didn't know that he was capable of that. Certainly the Birdcage is probably one of his most famous ones. The producers, of course.
He, you know, for me, he was always so, you know, larger than life. You know, he was one of those guys that was always, he'd be on a talk show and that's exactly the way he was, you know, flamboyant and all this stuff. And then I saw him in Only Murders in the Building, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Acting. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Amazing stuff. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was so happy for him that he got that chance to kind of show that, yes. His
dramatic chops, yeah.
He can do it all. He can do it all.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Morgan Fairchild's 75 today.
Oh, wow.
Great performer. Mm-hmm. Well, a legend. You know, one of the... But I'm sorry, did you know that her and John Lovitz were married?
They were?
Or are?
They are married?
I don't know. it's saying...
No, she's currently married to Jack Combs.
Yeah, what is
okay,
that?
So,
oh, that's from the old commercial. That's the old TV thing. That's okay. The old bit.
Not currently. They were married from 67 to 73.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Dave Davies from the Kinks is 78.
Nice. The younger brother of Ray. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And Seth Fran Tarkenton, 85 today.
That's amazing.
Nice.
Anyone?
Incredible. Oh, wow. That's incredible.
Yeah, no, that's
you
incredible. See, I got
me
it wrong.
To get it?
No, but yeah, one of the great quarterbacks of all time.
One of the
greats. You got to put him up
scrambler.
There.
Scrambler.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He was the kind of the quarterback that invented the getting away from defenders and being able to.
Frantic Fran.
Frantic Fran. What a great nickname.
Such a good nickname.
Yes.
I grew up loving Randall Cunningham, and that was my favorite. Him and Steve Young were the really. You know, moving quarterbacks of our youth and everything. And then my papa and my dad are like, you got to see this. And they show you these little, back then there wasn't much.
No.
But little clips of this guy. And he's Barry Sanders at quarterback. Yeah. There's no describing the way Fran Tarkenton played football.
No.
There's none.
No.
He
was kind of a trailblazer in that. Yeah.
Yeah, really. Joey.
He was also in MASH.
Was he?
Really?
I didn't know.
He was getting a guest spot
here,
or something. He did some acting after he got out of football. He did some acting, and of course, he was. That's incredible. Yeah.
He was cast as, wait for it, football player.
Nice. Some people no longer with us. The great Joey Bishop, born on this day in 1918, old school comedian, member of the Rat Pack. Imagine you have to be the opening act for the Rat Pack. Like, you have to set the stage, you have to set the bar, you have to set the tone every night. And Frank's there, Dean's there, Sammy's there, and guess what? They're gonna rattle you. They are gonna razz you the whole time. Mm-hmm. They're gonna be telling these Jew jokes at you while you're out there, like talking to your, like, you got family in the audience, and they're back there making fun of you and making jokes, treating and giving you an opportunity that very few Jewish comedians had at the time. I know that now everybody thinks we run Hollywood. In these things, but actually back in the day, it took guys like Frank and Dean to open doors for people like Sammy and Joey.
Mm-hmm.
And so to have a strong Jewish comedian opening your show back then was alarming. A lot of people weren't used to that style and everything. Mm-hmm. Joey Bishop set the stage for those guys.
Right. Well, see, he had a talk show for a while. I remember that, a late night talk show. Who was it? Regis Philbin was his sidekick?
Yep.
That was it. That's where Regis got his start. Yeah.
How cool is that?
Which is just weird.
Joey Bishop show.
Yes, Joey Bishop with Regis Philbin. Okay.
John Fiedler, the voice of Piglet on Winnie the Pooh, born on this day in 1825.
What a great voice.
And, classic voice.
I love that voice.
Mm-hmm. And Norman Rockwell, born on this day in 1895, passed away in 1978, painted 317 covers for the Saturday Evening Post.
Wow.
I think fair to say.
Good work if you can get it, yeah.
Nice. I do believe today is American Painters Day, where we're kind of celebrating American painters and American artists.
That's probably why. It's his birthday.
I would think so, mm-hmm. I did not see that it was his birthday today, but I saw that on our National Day of
Comedy. Makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Happy birthdays and anniversaries to everybody out there, and not just this month, but from last month too. And we wish a very special happy anniversary to Dave and Janine Malcolm, our January qualifiers.
Yeah,
congratulations,
Dave, big winners, big winners.
Yeah, you guys got two $20 gift certificates from Al Cafe coming to you. Ooh-hoo. And who knows, maybe next month around this time, Kitty Gross will be the next winner.
You never know.
Maybe.
But we do wish a very happy birthday and anniversary to everybody out there celebrating. Treat yourself tomorrow and get on over to El Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And be listening tomorrow for another edition of the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. When we come back, we're going to get into five things to look forward to in February. We will have some fun stuff for you in the 9 o'clock hour as well. It's a Monday. That means the kitchen's open. Beth Habegger will be with us.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, but we're booked. We're double booked. This 9 o'clock hour. Tom Heiser will be joining us after the kitchen's open with our monthly veterans update.
Yes, indeed.
All this coming up for you on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. Got a great one here for us as we begin February. Let's take a look at the month ahead and look at five things to look forward to in February. These are broken up into categories, and we'll kind of dive through each of them.
All right.
First up, Melissa, if you care, I don't know why we don't text more about sports, but sports... had nothing there. Pro Bowl is Sunday. Super Bowl is next Sunday. I'm sorry. Yeah, coming up this Sunday.
Sunday.
The Daytona 500 and NBA All-Star Game are the 16th. MLS soccer starts back up on the 22nd. And the PGA is two big events in February, the Phoenix Open and the Genesis Invitational 2 weeks from now.
Okay.
I do love the idea of Melissa doesn't like care about sports, except like she has one sport she like is like diehard about. Like she's all into pickleball or something like that.
Right,
like,
yeah.
I like the idea of that.
No, it's the Genesis Invitational.
There you go. That's the one thing.
That's what I'm totally into. I don't know what it is, but I'm into it.
Nope, she's into it, though.
She doesn't care about any, like, the major golf tournaments, just this one
tournament. That might be fitting for golf. A lot of the people I know that golf, like, they go, they bring their clubs there, but all they do is just stay in the clubhouse. Like, they don't actually golf.
That's true, you know, sit at the bar, maybe. Yeah, right. Have some nachos.
Have an Arnold Palmer.
Yes. There you go. It's award season, and the big ones include, of course, the Grammys, which just happened. We'll talk more about that in our entertainment section. The Critics' Choice Awards are next Friday, the Spirit Awards on the 22nd, the Screen Actor Guild Awards on the 23rd, and the Oscars on March 2nd.
Wow.
Yikes.
Award season, no kidding.
Yeah, the only one I really care about, to be honest, is the Guild, the Screen Actors Guild Awards, but I'll be watching the Oscars, I always do. I'll admit that.
You can use it as, you know, like trade show, you know, this kind of thing. It's for your career, right?
Yeah.
You gotta watch it.
Let's take a phone call real quick. Good morning. You're on the show.
Actually, I think the one I think Melissa would really like and enjoy, and think she would fit.
Nope.
Oh, Gavin.
Oh, no. We lost him.
We lost him. And I was just about to find out the sport that I need to watch. Kevin, call back.
You gotta call back,
please.
Kev. You gotta
I need
call
to know
back.
This information.
Yep. Well, we're on pins and needles.
I will be awaiting with breathless anticipation.
Oh, my goodness.
Again.
I will punch him through as soon as
he there we go. I think we got him.
Yeah. Okay.
Kev, were you saying?
Are you there?
I'm sorry about the phone. I think Matt and Melissa were like with the Waste Management Open when they, you know, with golf, when the ones they get crazy. I think she would fit in with that group of golf.
You know what? You're right. One. You're right. Yeah. Yeah.
Did he say Waste Management?
Oh yeah, it's a big golf open, but it's the Kev. That's the one where the fans actually cheer and like make noise on the sidelines, right?
They're making noise and they make a big shot on that one hole. They're throwing water bottles and beer and.
It's the only golf. It's the only one like it, right? Like, it's all the other ones, everybody's quiet while everybody's shooting.
You got to be respectful, right? Yeah, yeah.
When the golf tournament is over, you have nothing but like beer cans and everything laying all the place, including passed out patrons too. They're all
everyone's laying around. Yeah, not just the beer cans, right?
Wow, what does this say about your opinion of me, Kevin? Although I would love to recreate.
I'm saying wild and crazy, not to pass out.
You passed out drunk.
I'm saying wild and crazy.
Although I do think that we should recreate this at one of our local mini golf holes, like our mini golf places.
This would be fun.
Perfect this thing. Might be and one of your best it. Ideas.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
And, you know what? Thanks to Kevin. It's all thanks to Kevin.
We appreciate you, Kev. Have a great one. Safe travels out there, bro.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Kevin. Same you're travels. The best.
A great idea. Wow.
That's great. I love this idea of doing this with mini golf.
I have a whole script in my head already for the mini golf course. Oh, my God.
I can't wait for spring just for the idea of this, even. I love the idea.
I love it. This is going to actually be our first team building experience together.
Right, right. I don't want to let this one go, you guys. All right?
Let's keep making notes.
Make notes on that one. Real quickly, I do want to ask the audience, 715-424-2600, are there any award shows you look forward to or watch? Because I was polling my students yesterday, and granted, I would say our oldest student is in their early 30s, but we have some that are in their early 20s as well, and they did not even know that the Grammys were yesterday. They did not. And
nope.
These are people like that could have told me every single artist I don't know that were winning awards at the Grammys and
right.
stuff. They actually know music much better mm-hmm. than I do, but they didn't even know.
They didn't even know.
Didn't have any idea.
No. It's become just so de rigueur now. Yeah.
So award shows have always been about the people getting the awards, mm-hmm. and I get that, but I don't understand why they if they could just think of this get outside of the bubble.
Right,
and realize that one, they raised a lot of money. We're going to talk about this later. They raised a lot of money in the Grammys for the award show and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And there's even more than we realized because every artist was doing a lot of things individually as well.
Mm-hmm. And they raised the money for the fires, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
that being said, think of what they could have done if they just shut the whole thing down. And hey, everything you are going to spend on
money.
This,
yeah.
we're mm-hmm. putting right into that.
See, mm-hmm. we'll still give the awards up. We just won't do the show,
yes.
right?
Yeah. And you do that, and not only do you obviously help out these people and mm-hmm. all that need it so much and everything, but what better goodwill could you create? You can't buy that kind of PR.
Right.
Now, and I'm thinking of this. So mm-hmm. if I thought of that, and we all know I ain't the brightest, if I thought of that, I'm positive that some marketing executives and some producers of that, of the Grammys or any of these shows thought of that
too. Could have thought of that, yeah.
And decided not to.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So how are we supposed, as creatives like us and people who care about creatives, and we're trying to get people to care about the arts and, mm-hmm. and put funds into the arts, like in Wisconsin, where they finished dead last in the union in funding the arts.
Right.
You have stuff like this that happens where the faces of this industry act mm-hmm. like this.
Yeah.
And just want to pat each other on the back and hand each other awards. Like, it doesn't help us. It does not help the work being done on the ground level.
Right.
It frustrates me. Because the only people these awards are for, these shows are for, are
right.
the people attending them.
Right, exactly.
They should be about, like, the back in the day,
yeah.
when the original Oscars, and the original idea of the Oscars, and you watch Bob Hope hosting the Oscars, it's about the people. It's about the people that made these movies big. Yeah, Clark Gable's getting an award yep. and all this stuff and everything. But it's all about, it's not about the pop and circumstance as much. Oh, what's Clark wearing or something like that.
Yeah. And it took less than an hour.
Yeah.
Back in the day,
yeah,
it took less than an hour to
yes.
hand out all the awards.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Like, and people cared more.
Yeah.
People cared more about the entertainment industry.
It's
then.
Fun. It's fun to get awards. You know, we got some WBAs last year. That was fun, mm-hmm. To go to the ceremony stuff. But we didn't broadcast it. I mean, it's like, that would be boring. Well, that would be the boring
thing. Broadcast it. I mean,
right.
I think they actually did. Like a live broadcast.
Oh, they streamed it, I think. Yeah, I think they streamed it, yeah.
If you wanted, but.
But, I mean, it's one of those things where, yeah, they're fun, but, yeah.
This year will be completely different if we get invited. I'm going in as loud as possible, and
it's a masquerade. You realize that, right?
Oh, that's true. That's their theme this year.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Too much TV to list. The Voice returns this week, I think today. The Masked Singer is back in the 12th, Cobra Kai, Yellow Jackets all coming back, Family Guy, 90 Day Fiancé, The White Lotus. Season 2 of 1923 starts on the 23rd, Season 3 of Full Swing, and Season 48 of Survivor. There's also a bunch of big movies coming out, arriving on Valentine's Day. Captain America, Brave New World, Paddington in Peru, and...
might be good.
It actually looks... I saw the trailer yesterday, and I was like, oh, wow.
Paddington
looks,
movies are well made.
And those are popular.
Very popular, yes.
They do very well.
Yes, like, they do.
And certainly here, but around the world, they do really good.
Mm-hmm.
And Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy, premieres on Peacock on the 14th as
still
well.
Still making those?
I'm not going to see it, but I'm happy that movie's made. I'm happy that movie's out there.
Because she came back to make this one.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
She did. Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Renee Zellweger, that is.
Yes, yeah. I know what you meant.
It's to me, again, I'm like the rest of America. I love a comeback story. I love seeing that
Very
stuff.
Nice.
And finally, the holidays, of course, Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. President's Day is the 17th. And all of February is Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
And we just got done with Groundhog Day, got National Pizza Day on the 9th.
Woo!
And February 22nd is National Margarita Day.
And it's on a Saturday. How perfect is that?
I mean, that it should be a roving, like we're the last Saturday of February. It should be that kind of thing.
That would make sense, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand.
You can't have that on like a Tuesday.
No, it'd be terrible.
More holidays.
Although actually, out of the days of the week, that's the most perfect one because Taco Tuesdays. What goes better with tacos than margaritas?
Yeah. There you go. That's true. We will take a quick time out. We will come back and we're going to be talking about your Super Bowl party can be cheaper if you serve... over a couple of things. We'll go over what can help you do that. coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody.
They call me Dr. Worm. Good morning. How are you?
We hope you're having a great one out there, everybody. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Going to take it right to the top of the hour. Remember, the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to kick off with the Kitchens Open, as it does every Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to, we'll have Beth in with us in just a little bit. And, of course, we'll be joined right after that with our monthly Veterans Update with our good friend Tom Heiser.
Excellent.
Yeah. Looking forward to that. We'll get into a little bit of entertainment news as well. We'll talk Grammys, talk local theater. And before we wrap up, one of the most popular Super Bowl foods is, and we'll get into that. But as we're talking and getting ready for the Super Bowl this weekend, coming up this weekend, two new reports on Super Bowl spending just came out. And the good news and bad news. Your Super Bowl party can cost less this year, but you might not want it to. An annual report by Wells Fargo looked at the average price of different Super Bowl staples. They claim the overall price has stayed pretty much flat. A party for 10 people will cost about $139. That's just up 10 cents from last year.
That's not bad.
It depends on what you buy, though. And to really make your Super Bowl party cost less, you'll want to go heavy on broccoli, celery, and cauliflower.
Melissa is really thrilled right now.
Those are great foods.
Yeah, I know.
They track 17 different prices. 9 things on their list will cost less than this year, and 8 will cost more. And here's the breakdown. And before we get into the breakdown, where was this like a couple months ago during the election?
Yeah, right.
Got some actual stats, some real stats.
Some real stuff,
just,
right?
A bunch of politicians yelling.
Yeah, like, man.
Things will cost less. Salary down 8%. Broccoli down 7%. Potato chips 5%. Frozen shrimp 4%, cauliflower 4%, frozen pizza 4%, tortillas, chips 1%, salsa and nacho cheese also at 1%.
Okay.
Things that will cost more. Cherry tomatoes are up 12%. Avocados, 12%. Red bell peppers, 7%.
Ooh.
Chicken wings, 7%. Mm. Baby carrots, 3%. Beer is up 2%. Wine is up 2%. And onion dip is up 2%.
Okay.
To be fair, the AP points out that some of these were rounded up by just percentage points, just a little bit.
So. That's like in the realm of and like statistics error, you know? So that's not, it's like basically nothing.
It's up 0.001257%.
Exactly.
We've got a lot of great...
Doesn't really roll off the tongue.
We've got a lot of great reporting being done out there, a lot of great reporters. I would say the good majority of them are right here at Civic Media.
Yeah.
But I will shout out the Associated Associated Press that my whole lifetime they have been very trustworthy and one of the first go-to places I go to check news.
That makes sense.
They're reporting this. I trust it very well. Just bringing up the idea of people throwing things around and actual people that do reporting and actually know what they're talking about.
Right.
The average person said that they expect to spend $142, up 22% from last year. But again, that includes gambling, so not all of it is money you have to spend. You have to spend, I should say.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
32% of people who plan to bet on the game said that they'll wager less than $50. 27% said up to 100, and 41% said more than that.
Yeah, that's no. Don't do that.
Why
would you do that?
Yeah, I don't know. So as far as the party goes, it could cost a little bit less if you go the veggie route.
Yeah, there you go.
This is what I'm seeing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Unless you want guacamole.
That's going to be a little, sounds like that's a bigger amount.
12%.
Not surprising considering where avocados come from. So, yeah.
I think it is noteworthy that this article came out before some of the more recent tariffs and different things that have been brought up.
That's true.
So that
could raise prices as well.
Throw a curveball into things.
Yeah, it will. Yeah.
And let me see here. There was one other one that I did want to. Oh, yeah, here it is. No, that is not it. Where did my article go here? I apologize, everybody.
Just a question while James is looking for that. Mm-hmm. Who's playing in the Super Bowl this year? The Chiefs and the Eagles?
That is correct. Yes.
How did I guess that?
I don't know.
How did I guess? I don't pay attention to any of these sports.
I know.
Right?
That was really good.
Don't they play almost like every year? At least one of those teams?
They played each other 2 years ago.
It's such a racket, you guys. It's such a racket.
I love this outsider perspective that she brings to. I love it. It's great.
I found the article minutes ago, but I'm just going to let her keep going. This is wonderful. This is great.
It was 2 years ago, Melissa. These two teams played each other. Yes.
It's ridiculous.
And the Chiefs are in it every year. So
every year?
Yeah, basically. Last 3 years, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then the year before, like, and then they missed 1 year and then another year. So, yeah, they've been in a lot. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. That was fantastic. So, I did have one here that I did think was good, kind of fun. A book found in a hallway outside a British library turned in to have been due back at the facility 49 years and 6 months earlier.
Okay.
Torrington Library in Devon, England said on social media that a copy of The Boy and the River by Henry Bosco was found by a volunteer in a hallway just outside the library. Library supervisor Kate Cooper theorized that the book may have been left in the hallway by a former Patreon who was worried about the overdue fees.
They just left it there?
I'm just going to put this right here. Somebody will find it, and nobody will know I dropped it off.
50 years later...
They used this as a great opportunity to let the community know that, quote, we don't fine for children's books anymore, but it would have, if people were curious, cost $4,482 in fines.
Wow.
Which the library probably could have used those funds.
Yeah, that probably. Because but still, that's
all,
great, though.
All of our libraries could use those funds.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's one of the only ways they make funds, and yet they have, like our local library in McMillan and so many others.
Done away with them.
They have had to do that in order to get people to come. Like, that's just crazy to me. What nonprofit, what business do you hear ever doing anything like that?
Man.
But look at how much our libraries are working. There's meeting you halfway, and then there's coming to your house, like taking out the garbage for you, like seeing if you're you know, do you need to run the dog out? Like, that's our libraries, man.
Oh, man.
Our libraries have gone up.
They are the best.
Gone above and beyond to try to meet the community halfway.
Yes.
Yeah,
they libraries are one of the great institutions of any community. Mm-hmm. Ask anybody. The library is one of the greatest ones. Yep.
The more that you utilize them, the stronger our continued, hey, libraries matter and we need them for the organizations that look at those numbers. Even, you know, checking out books on Libby on an app.
Yep.
That helps.
Mm-hmm. They have so many different services they offer that you probably don't even know about. I mean, libraries are amazing. Love them.
And our library has a beautiful makerspace.
Yep.
That, you know, you can go and get badged on Wednesdays, and then that there's open time to use the makerspace on Saturdays on the weekends.
They have lots of programs to help you learn different way and different art techniques there. Yeah. I mean, it's
different
fabulous
tools to use. Mm-hmm. What is the one that they have now? It's the Glowforge.
I could off the top of my head. Yeah, it does. I'm going to go to the Glowforge.
You know, whatever they are calling it, they need to call it that.
Yeah, exactly.
That is the bunch.
Sounds cool.
They got their teen winter reading program going on right coming up on February 7th. That'll be kicking off as well. Some wonderful movies.
They got movies every Monday, everybody. Mm-hmm. Yep. Free movies.
And family story time Wednesdays from 9:30 to 10. Be sure to check that out as well.
And then the concerts that they have in the Fine Arts Center at our library.
There's one coming up on Thursday. Fantastic. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Be sure to check all those out, everybody. Yep. You can find out more if you'd like at MacmillanLibrary.org. MacmillanLibrary.org.
Awesome.
Sure to check that out.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
We want you to get your appetites ready and get ready for a great night. We are going to be having some fun with our Wisconsin Rapids Family Center as they have announced Chefs for Change. It's back, everybody.
Nice.
Yes, a bit of a reimagining of Men in the Kitchen, a very popular event for many years. This one is going to be fun. The excitement will begin at 5 o'clock with cocktail hour while you bid on treasures in the silent auction and savor the appetizers from our competitive chefs.
Nice.
Dinner and program will begin at 6, and this is all taking place at the Nakusa Community Center. We're going to be having some fun with this one.
That's going to be awesome, yeah.
You can get your tickets and find out more at familyctr.org, familyctr.org. Be sure to do that. Not only will you be being part of a great night where these baskets are insane. I don't know if I've ever seen an event that has things like this.
It's amazing.
The things, the way the people come out and do this and the baskets, the things that they donate for this are insane.
Right.
It's never in history of domestic shelters ever been more vital to give and to help and to donate and to invest in them than now. Where funding was just shredded last year.
Mm-hmm.
And that was under the previous administration.
I mean, who knows where it's going to be now?
Does anybody believe, and this is not a Democrat or Republican thing, this is this is just looking at things, obviously. Does anybody think things are going to go the other direction with this administration?
Nope.
No. So our domestic violence shelters need us more than ever, and this impacts every little end of our lives, of our communities. It affects your taxes, it affects your all the above, whatever you can think of.
Yes.
So by going to this event, not only are you going to be having a good time, enjoying yourself, checking out some fun food, you're going to go there and you're going to see our local community leaders. I don't know this, but I know this. I know that you're going to be seeing our mayor. You're going to be seeing all kinds of individuals there that help this community be better.
Right.
And all of this, and you're going to be showing support to the family center, support to victims, support to people who don't even realize they may need help.
Exactly.
It's so many different layers this touches on. And you're on the right side of history. Just my opinion.
Exactly.
Find out more about this event. Get your tickets. RSVP now. You can go to familyctr.org for more information. We'll be back with more show coming up.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.